Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, I'm Charlie Berman with news and commentary for Thursday, January 24th, 2020. Three branches of government, city, county, and federal, are working together to gain an accurate count for the 2020 census. This is important for a number of reasons, including the fact that each uncounted person costs the state about $4,000 in federal funding. In March, all households will receive a notice from the Census Bureau about the process, with a choice to answer 10 specific questions online, by mail, or in person. The actual census day is April 1st, with people asked to state where they were at that time. For instance, a college student who has come home for the week would identify themselves at their parents' house. April 1st has been the preferred census day since the 19th century. In case you're wondering, the April Fool's Day tradition precedes the delineation of census day by several hundred years. There are no citizenship or immigration questions on the census, and personal information is under strict safeguards. Anyone violating this confidence faces fines and/or jail time. Currently, these three branches of government are working to encourage participation in the process, stressing safety and crafting messages for different segments of the population. Aside from government funding, one reason to participate is to benefit future genealogists who seek information about the location of their ancestors at a particular time, according to Jefferson County spokesperson Jeannie McMackin. The census efforts are supported by a local complete count committee, which is headed by Port Townsend Library Executive Director Melody Sky Eisler. This committee is funded by a $40,000 grant acquired after the abandonment of a connection with Clallam County for the same purpose. The two counties have different populations and different needs, according to McMackin. Anyone who does not respond by mail will be sought out personally, with a census employee dispatched to help them complete the form. The amount of people hired as census takers will not be determined until that time. If the past holds, about three-fourths of Washington residents respond voluntarily. In Jefferson County, the census is hoping to hire 84 people with about 60% already recruited. These workers will need to pass an FBI background check and submit their fingerprints before hire. All recruits go through a paid training period and will receive $16 an hour for a job expected to last a few months. They will receive a laptop and a phone along with a list of those who do not respond. The money earned in this job is taxable income but will not count against the maximum earnings for people residing in low-income housing, according to a census representative. Applications for the positions are open till the end of February and are available on the census's website. The Jefferson County Historical Society has announced its 2020 First Friday Lecture Series, where prominent figures in arts and public affairs give monthly presentations on a variety of issues. That is, within certain boundaries. All of this year's presenters are women, with six of the lectures having specific feminist content. The roster includes Washington Poet Laureate Claudia Castro Luna in May, former Jefferson County Commissioner Kathleen Clare in July, and singer Grace Love in November. All the lectures begin at 7 p.m. on the first Friday of each month at the Northwest Maritime Center, with a requested $10 donation. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman, reminding you to be counted.